You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio from the 2024 CSUN Conference on Technology and Disability. And as I'm sure you're aware by now, this week, RNIB, in partnership with ARX Vision, have launched ARX AI. And Charles Leclerc, who is CEO of ARX AI, is with us now. Hello.
Hi, Dave.
How are you doing? Tell everybody, this is an exciting step in wearable technology that we unveiled to the world on Tuesday. So just explain for listeners who are not familiar with ARX Vision and ARX AI, what is it you do?
That sounds good. Thank you, Dave. So first, it's a real pleasure to be here alongside the RNIB. But today at CSUN, at our booth, we are also with Microsoft, Seeing AI, and with Navilens. And the reason for this is that ARX AI has built a new headset called the ARX AI Gen 1.5. And what this headset does is that when you connect it to an Android smartphone, it basically becomes the interface and the eyes of the smartphone. So what you can do is connect the headset to the smartphone, launch the Seeing AI app, put the smartphone in your pocket, wear the headset, and you can then benefit from all the cutting-edge generative AI in your ear without having to use your hands.
So you're tackling the problem that I and many other blind and partially sighted people face when we want to use one of these apps like Seeing AI or Navilens on our smartphone. We have to have the phone in our hand, and of course our other hand is usually occupied with a cane or a guide dog, and that can make holding the objects that you want to scan or get more information about really challenging.
That's correct. That's the main reason why we built this product. We're aware that there are lots of super interesting apps like Google Lookout, Oko, Microsoft Seeing AI out there, but they are very powerful and helpful, but they still require the user to be holding a smartphone in front of them. And there are a lot of accidents that result in holding your smartphone in front of you when you're in a train station or in the streets. And so we wanted to make a product that would make all these apps more integrated and seamless into people's lives.
What can you tell us about the sort of research behind the product? I know that biomechanics can be a real issue for juggling the phone and the whatever else you might need to hold and the thing you're scanning.
Yes, that's right. So we've done some background research in terms of biomechanical studies, and what we found is that when you actually use a smartphone, you increase your cognitive load. And so, if your cognitive load is busy analyzing your smartphone, then you have less capacity to manage a fall or avoiding an obstacle. And so that results in a lot of accidents.
Just physically describe ARX AI. What does the camera feel like, and what is the form factor?
So the ARX AI headset is shaped like an arc. And it doesn't cover your face. It resembles the Aftershock's bone conduction headset.
So it goes around the back of your head.
Exactly. Yeah. So you have two rubber pads that sit in front of your ears, and then the headset goes around the back of your head. And on the right side, there is the 8-megapixel camera, plus three tactile buttons, square, circle, and triangle, that are here to allow you to interact with the app and pass voice commands and so on.
Right, so you've got essentially bone conduction headphones, so they sit in front of your ears, so keep your ears free to hear the people and the environment around you. And then you've got this, the camera's from Sony, so we know it's a really good quality camera. That sits just on the right-hand side, and then you can angle that up and down. And then you connect that, you have a USB-C cable, and that plugs into an Android smartphone at this point. We'll talk about the platforms in a second. And that means that you can use the ARX AI app, Seeing AI, and Navilens from the get-go.
That's exactly it. You're explaining it way better than I do, Dave.
So let's talk about some of those other platforms then, because obviously there are many blind people who are using iPhone, and that's going to be a question.
Yes. So we are seeing obviously a lot of our potential customers, but also existing customers who really like to be on iOS and on an iPhone. Some of them are comfortable with getting a second device, an Android device, to use the ARX AI. But obviously being present on iOS is on our roadmap, and we are actively working to make it happen. And we hope to have some news about this later this year.
Right, and another question that we've had is about having a wired connection. And there are a number of benefits to that.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you asked. So having a cable makes it really easy to connect the headset. There's no Bluetooth or Wi-Fi pairing. You just plug it in and it works, and you plug it out and it is disconnected. The other advantage is that the headset is powered by the smartphone, so you don't have a lithium battery harnessed to your head. And you don't have to worry about charging the headset. It's all one phone to charge. The third advantage is that we get extremely high quality images at an extremely high speed. It's 400 times faster than with Bluetooth. And finally, it means that the headset is really leveraging the power that's already in the smartphone. And when you upgrade your smartphone, you don't need to get a new headset. The headset grows with the ecosystem.
Let's talk about pricing then, because typically these solutions can be very expensive. You know, unemployment is very high in the blind community, and funds are tight, and sometimes the products that we could benefit from are just out of our reach if we haven't got access to significant funding. So can you just let us know what the pricing is?
Absolutely, and you know, the pricing issue has always been one of our motivation. And of course, this category of product, they use cutting-edge technology. They're expensive to design and develop. But we were always targeting to be under $1,000 and under £1,000 price tag. And we're very pleased to announce that Arx AI is today retailing at £799. And until the 31st of May, there will be an early bird discount of £200. So anyone can get Arx AI for £599 in the UK and $599 in the US.
Brilliant. Okay, and the Arx AI headset is available from RNIB online Products for Life store and over the phone in all the usual ways. But if people want to get a bit more information, learn more about the company, and maybe get a bit more detail on the product, how do we get hold of you, Charles?
So you can get more information on arx.vision, arx.vision. And I recommend anyone who would like to learn more to register to our newsletter. And there's a contact form, so we're very happy to engage with the community, answer questions, and we're very happy to hear in general from the blind community as well as our users to know about what people would like to see coming up in our app, and that really influences the way we develop our product. And that's also why we are very pleased to be partnering with the RNIB, because we get tremendous insight from the RNIB user research team.
Thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.